All right, let's get started. So, hopping into the questions thread, I will go ahead and take a look and see what we're getting. Lex says, "How can we use a custom join verifier on a headless?" I don't think you can. I do. Let me open the code base. Most of your questions rely on me having the code in front of me, and I don't currently have it open. Let me go ahead and open it because I thought I saw something that allowed you to do that. I just don't know if I misremember. So we'll jump back to that one. I'm going to react with a Angry Bunny, and we'll go back to that one in a moment. Lex has another question. Does the async call on flux wait for a dynamic variable to created duplicated before continuing? I'll need to open up the code base and take a look there. I think no, but I'll take a look in just a second. So Angry Bunny for that one as well. Rhino asks a cheese question, which we don't answer. Mostly as a meme. Beagle says, "Not sure if you answered this or not, but how long has the development of Resonite been in the works behind closed doors?" I don't know. I honestly don't know. Dracota says, "What oven temperature do I properly?" That's a joke question. We'll move on. Ralogy says, "I noticed that in Resonite there is not an option for save a Steam screenshot." There is. It should be called like save a screenshot. It only occurs when a picture has been taken in the world using the camera in the world. Or like a camera in the world. There's also a tooltip floating around, which is basically just a reskinned component clone tip that will add the component to that tip that allows you to make any photo have that option. Do remember, and this sometimes bothers me, that people continually ask for more and more ways for screenshots to be saved, and they're all in Resonite, right? So when you take a photo with one of the cameras, if you are the camera taker, if you're the photographer, that's the word I was looking for. The photo will be saved to your Steam screenshots location and Pictures Resonite. And if you've configured it, it will also automatically be saved to your inventory. And yet people still say can't find the photo. It's like, okay, if you configure all of that, it'll be in three locations. And then if you then grab that photo and do save a screenshot, it will then resave it to locations one and two, and probably three, depending on how that's configured. So there's plenty of places. Slyga says, "What's the progress on wiki stuff? General more detailed tutorials for avatars and Flux and all that." Wiki is slow because right now we're still dealing with incoming support inquiries that are more important than other stuff. I'm prioritizing, unfortunately, basically everything that affects users above that. I know it's problematic. I know it's like silly, but like we'll get there. As for tutorials, I've recorded a few. I just haven't published them. But those are my tutorials, not official tutorials. We've got a couple of team members who are on break right now. That makes sense because we're just launched. But hopefully we'll get those going. We do have the issue tracker this week. OC says, "How are general GitHub issues being considered?" I know there's a lot of launch. It is kind of overwhelming. One of the things that's really important to note is that you need to follow our best practices. Like, we're not being mean. We're not being like problematic. We're just like, just please just follow our guidelines. It's very simple. So like, if we ask you for a log file, we're not like asking for no reason. We need the log file. So just make the log file and then move on. It should take a matter of minutes. Beagle says, "How do I get around using Nearclip for getting rid of things in my face?" Yeah, render transform override would be the solution there, but I know it removes your head from the shadows. That's because for you, your head like doesn't render or whatever. Those are the two options. Have no head in shadows or use Nearclip. Kodu asks, "To knowledge, what would you say is Resonite's and the team's short, medium, and long-term goals?" We don't really have medium or long-term right now. We have short. Short is survive, and by that we mean everyone's really busy, just like keeping stuff down. We finally got a handle on the support tickets. We're down to a page. We had like 4 pages at one point, and I was just like, "Cool, I've been doing tickets for 6 hours. Maybe I should take a break." So that's good. Making sure money is sorted and stuff like that. So you'll see that, for example, in the shared storage stuff, there was an issue there. That's resolved. It's great when features like that don't work. You'll see that in the reset user ID. That was broken. That's now resolved. So it's just like making sure stuff like that works. But you should start to see like random stuff sneaking in. So like locales and other sort of priority as well. It's basically just sort of everything that smooths the experience right now. Anacrex says, "When mutual blocking a contact, then proceeding to unblock them, hosted sessions ban doesn't get revoked, requiring you to manually unban, remove them from a bun. Excellent. Unban the user from hosted sessions. Is that intended behavior? It's less of it's if it's an intended behavior or if it's we don't have an opinion on it. Like in some cases, it's just like, oh, well, we didn't formulate an opinion on that, and therefore we don't know if it's a bug or not. So I think there's an issue open up. We'll keep the discussion there. I don't have an opinion either way. That question's very difficult to read as well. I used to work on a streaming platform called Mixer, and before we were named Mixer, we were called Beam, but we didn't have hosting, and so we added hosting. By the way, hosting does nothing for your audience or your audience retention or anything like that. Raids do. Hosting doesn't. Hosting's a waste of time. I have the data. I mean, I don't have the data. I lost access to the data when Mixer shut down, but like I had the data. Hosting does nothing. Raiding does, though. But anyway, the point being is we had a bug, and the explanation of the bug was just the word host and hostee about 5 times. It was something along the lines of unhost a hostee's host when a hostee's host. It was so confusing, but like it was fixed. All right, moving on to Tranfox, who asks, quick cheese size question, where can I find the cheese folder? That's my public folder, art, and then cheese. I'm just picking random pictures for that event because it's like, give it a picture, and I'm like, cool. The autosave, so next question from Margo is, how do I make it autosave? There's a thing in the settings, and in the settings, it's like autosave path or something like that. I haven't used it myself because I already don't want 2 locations of pictures on my computer. So I have stuff that sort of cleans up one of them. I don't know, I just find it weird. It's like it saves the screenshots to like 5 different places and people are still like, can I? Bah. Radigus says, can you type those locations in text? I don't remember what the locations are. I know the questions I answered, I just don't remember referring to any specific locations. Please ask clarifying questions and I'll get them. So done. Sort of asks, can anyone remind me the correct format for the Steam launch command to prompt to reset the in-game net? That is dash reset dash capital R capital D. There's a check mark on this question, but I haven't answered it, so I'm very confused. So we'll answer it anyway. Euphoria says, how do you configure iMage? It's in settings, and I think it works. I don't know if it works. I don't use it, but like, there we go. Let me jump around. I've got so much going on. Beagle says, how much money would it take you to have you as a mentor trainer? The mentor program's kind of weird. Like they're doing an amazing job. I just wish it were simpler. So like, I don't know. Beagle asks, regarding this, can I make it so it fake renders in shadows? I think you can like do some material tweaks so that like your head still has shadows, but like, I don't know. There might be a feature request, just like when I'm using Render Transform, I don't have shadows. Daxius post current objective survive. That's exactly right. When you do 6 hours of tickets, you like close that. You like walk up to your faucet to try and get like a glass of water. And you look at the glass of water and you just like, do I have to like change your email address or your username water? And the water looks at you and says no. Scrap says, does the cloud var variable of cloud variables, so confusing, unsafe write permission imply a user having to be in the session? If that's the case, that plans to write permission to override a user's cloud variable without the main present. I think they have to be present, and overwriting them without it being present, I don't know. I have to get my head around cloud variables again. They kind of sort of floated out of my head. No, though probably not. Electron says, right now my avatar seems to take a frame or two to follow my movements. Why is this? I don't know. That sounds like a bug report. Svaken says, how frown on it would be if a small group started a translation locale in Australian. So you'll notice that we do have ENGB, and ENGB just does stuff like color. Why am I losing my voice? I'm absolutely fine. Give me a second. I'll cough off mic. Anyway, so we do have ENGB, which is mostly for color-related spellings and stuff like that. But we're not accepting joke translations, and the reason is because every translation adds work to our plate to keep it working. It also adds load to the locale repository, because you're just like, hey team, look at my repo, look at my PR, I added the uwu language. So like, we're not accepting joke languages, but if there is a legitimate use case, like color being one of them, then we will accept it. I'm not aware of any Australian oddities in that regard, but if there are any, I'll be happy to hear about them. All right, we've got up to the list of questions. We're all done. If anyone can't answer Tony's question, apologies for that. Someone else can probably answer Tony's question. Nudge. Sarah, questions go in the questions channel. Stop typing here. Put it in the questions channel. Thank you. Easton asks, why does my creation need a post display in order to remain working? Well, I can't see your creation, so I don't know. If you'd like some more updates on that, I'd have to do screenshots or come find you in game, or you can make a bug report. I still don't know. I'd have to take a look at the actual Protoflux. June asks, can you set a scale as default for the model? A bit like the apply scale in Blender. You cannot. It's an interesting idea that like maybe adding that. I know it's useful in some locations. I also know that applying rotation and location is great as well. If I could move the origin point of a mesh inside Resonite, that would be really useful. Sarah, who has posted the question in the correct location, says, if I wear my headset for too long, is there a chance I'll get stuck in a deranged digital circus for the rest of all eternity? No, you'd probably suffer medical ailments long before. It's kind of weird, but if you look into crime scene cleaning, don't, it's gross, but it's very easy for people to get actually chemically bonded to various surfaces. So that's probably what would happen first if you wore the headset all the time. Beagle says, when can we expect to see you in public? I was on a little bit. I'm just busy, right? I've been in Resonite in VR less than 10 times still. I'm usually over in VR chat over the weekend, and don't add me. I'll add select people, but it's not the same over here where I'll generally add anyone. It's just hey, if I'm over in VR chat, I'm not talking about Resonite or anything like that. But yeah, I hope to be on more. I'm just the way I look at it is I could play Resonite in VR and hang out with some people or build stuff, or I could fix these 5 bugs that we have. We've got a bunch of crashes as well that are kind of easy to fix. It's do this, it crashes. And in some cases, I want to say, doctor, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that. But they're crashes, so we can go ahead and fix them. Fi says, are you planning on attending BLFC this year? Yes, I will be at BLFC. You'll be able to spot me easily. Very easily. I won't even need a name. I mean, I'll have the convention badge, of course, but I won't need it. Modern asks, what if Resonite had some sort of prefab system so you can change one object to navigate to a lot of objects? We've considered that. If it's not on the GitHub already, please put it on the GitHub. Lux, just a clarification question. If I change the metadata of a world, will it make the world unadapt? Yes. There's a notice that appears in worlds that are affected by that that basically outlines what's going on there, which is if a world was authored in gamma space and you load it, we convert everything to linear space using a bunch of fancy maths. There's all sorts of curves and mathematics going on to try and make a world look as best as possible. If we find a really big error with the way that we're doing that conversion that is tangible, that we can update, then that update process can only run on worlds that have not previously been saved. Once they're saved after the conversion, they're flagged as, hey, this is now a linear world, don't run the gamma conversions. Otherwise, we'd have multiplicative or additive gamma conversions and just make a mess. Right, let's take a look at what's going on next. Nakrak says, will we eventually get some sort of profile where you can manage what badges are visible? Yeah. We want to do a whole profile system. We don't really have any sort of plans in terms of timelines or intangible features. Again, I continually say, it's a cloud floating over a summer's day. We're that's a nice cloud, but we should go ahead and do that. It'll be good there. I always think about it it's a pretty weird analogy, but you know how Ash from Pokemon has all the gym badges, but he puts them inside the side of his jacket, and he only talks about them or shows them when necessary. That's what that sort of profile system will allow you to do. It'll be all right, maybe I don't need 400 badges above my name. I'll put some of these inside my jacket. Natbard, your question was previously answered, so we'll have to wait for the recording. Epic Easton says, will VBLFC be hosting Resonite? I don't know what the plans are for the digital presence there. I don't know. Has says, this should probably be a GUB issue, but I want to know if there's any plans to add an AFK detection that changes the status to a way. I thought there was. I thought that's why, I know we have the contact spam of statuses, but before that, we had many users who would accidentally or purposefully sleep in app, and they would periodically shift or move in their sleep, and then they would become online again because they had moved. So I thought we already had that. Draconis, your question was just answered, so I'll skip that one. Beagle says Prime in a fursuit. No, that'd be way too hot. Suit, though, yeah. Sarah has an actual question. Fantastic. Do you know if there's any virtual cons planned in the future? I do not know. We are always open to virtual cons. You don't necessarily need to talk to us about them, but if you do, maybe there's something we can work out. So if you're running a con or thinking about that. If you're running a con, makes it sound like you're running like a let's scam people. If you're running if you're running a convention, feel free to talk to us. You can use our contact form on the Yellow Dog Man website. By the way, the Yellow Dog Man contact website form is not for account issues. Like, basically, if you're not a business, you kind of shouldn't be in that form. We'll redirect you, so it's fine. But if it's about a Resonite account, it goes to support desk. I've forgotten how to pronounce your name again. I apologize. I just internally I call you the Russian cat, if that's okay. They've asked a question. I see there's a lot of issues on the GitHub tracker. Is there a lot of pending bug fixes, changes for next update? So they're getting in. They are getting in pretty fast. It just depends on how active we are. And what I mean by that is we have a day where Fruits will resolve, 15 bugs in 5 minutes. And then we have a day where, only one bug gets fixed or he's working on a feature. So, that's him out for the day because he's working on a feature rather than bugs. Then there's me where I just randomly at 5 a.m. just I'll just fix that bug today at 5 a.m. Hooray. And then that gets into the next update. I need to stop doing that. Sometimes I can't sleep and I'm just I'll fix a bug and then go back to bed. Daxia says, what is gamma in linear space? I don't know. So I know that's a strange thing to say, but I literally don't know. I am partially colorblind. And so when it comes to colors, I kind of just give up. I'm sure I could lift a finger and have some effort, but I just don't know. I know what I'm doing when I'm making worlds and I'm making creations, etc. But the whole color management thing was just cool. The colors look different. But the colors look different to me anyway, depending on what I'm thinking or feeling. I usually have to concentrate to tell the difference between green and yellow, for example. It's confusing. You better ask at the graphics office I was there, or to just look it up. You can just type in gamma linear color space. It's funny mathematics. The important thing to remember about if you're in VR or if you're in desktop mode is your computer is just trying to make you think that you're staring at a scene, and there is so much mathematics going on to make those colors look correct. And lots of those involve curves, mathematics and stuff. And, Prime sat here and can't tell the difference between green and yellow in most cases. Margot asks, does the color space conversion apply to avatars too? Yes, it does. My avatar looked moist. That's the easiest way I could explain it. My avatar's meant to look like they're wearing fabric, suit fabric. Parade gloves, stuff like that. But when I first loaded into Resonite, I'm I look more like I'm wearing latex, and this isn't okay. So I fixed that. Coda says, BLFEC registration allows you to pick art for your badge. Yeah, I don't remember. I probably picked the least active one, though, if that makes sense. I wouldn't have picked Rainbow Dawn's, Kirichi's, Cherry Boxes, Saray's. So it'll be one of the ones that isn't that. And the reason is they were just too active and busy. And I thought, well, this is going to be a badge. So I'll choose something that's less visually noisy. They're good artwork. Don't get me wrong. It's just I didn't want that much visual noise on the badge. Let's take a look next. Lux, yeah, if you save the world at all, it will remove the ability for that conversion to happen. I know that you mentioned in the question that you're just changing the description. The problem is that the conversion has run. If you open the world, the conversion has run. I'm not sure about if you edit the metadata of the world, because the metadata technically isn't the world, but do keep an eye on that. Easton says, will the team be hosting seasonal events? I am certain of it, yes. While a lot of the team will be at BLFC for the sort of Halloween era, those that are not at BLFC, I'm sure will do something. Exa says, is there a place to get the Resonite sounds, or should I dig through the code? For now, you should dig through the code. We should probably make those in the press kit or something like that, though. Hess says, are there any plans to combine the internal issue tracker with the public one? No. The internal one has got very scary stuff in it that we can't talk about, so no. Margus says, can I ask what colors you can't see? I can see all of them, I just confuse them. Here's a couple of examples, right? So I used to have a car in the UK. I parked my car, which is blue, under a yellow streetlight like a yellow orange streetlight at a grocery store parking lot. I did my grocery shopping, came back into the car park, couldn't find my car because I usually can't remember where I put it anyway. But I couldn't find my car, and I found out that the reason is because my car was suddenly purple. Because of the yellow light that was cast onto the blue car, it was purple. And I'm like, that's not my car. I don't have a purple car. I learned very quickly to just read the number plate. Another time my car turned silver. I don't really know what was going on there. It's just weird light. There's also this t-shirt I had as a child, which everyone taught. I can never remember which way around it is. But everyone else saw it as yellow or lime green, and I saw it as the opposite of that, so yellow or lime green. We got into arguments so much about that shirt, I stopped wearing it. I'm just like, this shirt can die. I don't want to look at that shirt again. Oh my god, I was hoping someone wouldn't post the linear gamma bald man. It's very creepy. Shifty's provided a great deal of information on the AFKness, so look at that. Ah, yes, that video, your colors suck and it's not your fault. I mean to watch that, but again, like, with the color blindness, I'm just like, Dexy says, is Resonant 8 in linear or gamma? It's in linear. Easton says, you said dig through the code. I don't know what that was referring to. I'm sorry, I'm, like, trying to remember what, like, when I said that, I don't remember saying that. Okay, we got a question. I have remembered. I need to go back to Lex's questions. I didn't previously remember, but I have remembered, so I will go back to those shortly. I've just read this like long question from Sliger. It sounds like a bug. Yeah, that sounds like a bug. You'd probably have to report that. They're basically saying that if their homeworld loads too fast on login, they're wondering if it can overwhelm the system trying to synchronize the view to your VR headset. So rather than properly loading visually into your homeworld, it instead crashes the VR side and defaults to thinking it's in desktop mode. That is not what's happening. There is a bug to do with the VR hot switching, which is, I believe, what's going on there. Shifty gave a much more eloquent version of what I was talking about with the public and internal tracker. Russian cat. I'm so sorry. Like, I'm gonna learn. I'm gonna like do some homework. I'm gonna learn how to pronounce that. Yeah, I appreciate that you've put how to pronounce it. My mouth just isn't doing it, and I apologize profusely. Is internal tracker the one that's used for NDA beta testing? No. Internal tracker is for like business ops, right? There's stuff on there. Like a good example of the stuff that was on there is given by Shifty. She says, you know, the guidelines getting those done was there. Getting the wiki sorted is there. There's more details about what's going on there in that internal issue. There's one for a security policy. There's one for the modding policy. But there's also one for like boring financial stuff, like financial reporting this month or whatever. It's not public data, basically. So like I said, so maybe the hot swapping system gets confused. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on, we think. It might just be a bug. Confused might not be the right word. Or it might be some feature that we need to do. There are a bunch of bugs open for it. I don't have them to hand, but like, yeah, we're aware of it. I was having issues, but then the issues just randomly stopped. I don't know what I did to fix it. Maybe I turned it off, maybe I turned it on, I don't know. I feel really scatterbrained today. It isn't intentional, I promise. Keep asking questions. I'm going to scroll up and go to Lex's questions. I swear there was something on the headless config that... It doesn't appear that there's something on the headless config. I thought there was. Yeah, so Lex's question right from the start of this was, how do we use a custom joined verifier in a headless? I don't think you can right now. Please drop in a GitHub issue. We'll look into that. That does sound like a gap that can be easily resolved. And then their second question was about the dynamic variable creation node. So I'll go take a look at how they work. Create dynamic variable, which is a inherited class here. Yeah, I don't think async versus sync will have any impact on that, but I don't really know. Thank you, Shifty, for digging up the issue that I was struggling and meandering to talk about. Thank you. It really helps. Shadow does talk about a mod that exists. That's great. Use that if that provides it. I will be doing a custom joined verifier tutorial at some point. Do remember as well that there are the cloud variable options for managing access, and also the whole session contacts plus stuff for managing headless permissions as well. You don't have to use the joined verifier just because it's there. Plushka, maybe? Yay! Okay. All right, we're at the end of questions now. I do see a bunch of people typing, so if you've got more questions, go for it, but we'll be closing off shortly, so yay. Little Four Guy says, what's the maximum guaranteed precision distance in Resonite? Like how VArcher has 1 of 1,000 before we start losing precision. We actually have a kill wall For those who don't know what that means, it's a common MMO thing. It's basically just, all right, you figured out how to walk through a wall, but there's a kill wall behind it, which will kill you because you walk behind a wall. We have a kill wall at a certain point when floating point precision is problematic. I'm not going to be able to find that in the code base right now. I don't know where it is, but that would tell me what the maximum distance is if I could find it. I don't remember which class it's in. Maybe like in user, read user that much. User just has a ton of properties. It's just like, are you in edit mode? Are you in kiosk mode? What's your output device? What's your role? Are you silenced? It's just a bunch of properties. Yeah, I'm not going to be able to find that here. Lex has clarified that because of the restrictions around user cloud variables, if you don't have a group, you're kind of forced to use the verify node. Hadn't thought of that. Yeah, that's a very valid point. Lucas has an idea about the kill wall. Yeah, there's a kill wall somewhere. I don't know, like, it's not like a literal wall. Like, in some cases, like the MMO example I gave, it's like actually like a box collider that you collide with. In our case, it's just like distance from spawn. Locomotion, but then like it also happens in Noclip. Actually, it might be like a base class of locomotion. Let me answer this next question. I have another look and then we'll leave off. June says, when a value, not, and we got too many Junes. June Sekai says, when a value is purple, does that mean it's being driven by something? Yes. And if it is there a way to jump to the property that's driving it? Not currently, but there is a mod that allows you to do that. Magic says, when flying on an airplane, do you like middle, window, middle, or aisle seat? That's a good question, actually. I'm big, 6'2", so I have grown up being told to take an aisle seat because of how large I am. Depending on how I'm feeling, though, window is usually like better if I'm going to sleep on the flight because it means I won't be disturbed. I do frequently dislike being in the window seat, though, if I'm going to be awake more of the time. I don't like having to wake people up to go pee, and I just hate it. You know, if I'm in the window seat and I'm like, now I need to pee, and I look to my right and there's like two people asleep before we get to the aisle, I feel like an absolute terrible person. Margot asks, have you been on airplanes often? Yes, I am a seasoned traveler, which is what, I don't know, it was something my aunt said when she was drunk once, and it's a meme in the family. I'm the seasoned traveler. I used to have gold status on a bunch of airlines. Racing Otis asked me about motorcycle racing at some point. And I'll tell you about that. But yeah, I used to have gold status. That's all expired now, which is annoying. I thought it was like permanent, but no, you have to keep flying or it like expires. Sometimes I use the card. I'll wave it. Like if they don't actually scan the card, I'll wave the card and I can get into the like United lounge. But if they actually want to scan it, then it comes up expired and I'm just have to like sadly slink off into the distance. When we're talking about field colors, what was light blue? I think light blue is a different kind of drive. I don't remember. I can probably look, but we are like at time now. If you're up for it, we can just sit in silence with no more questions whilst I find the kill wall and then what blue means. Let's do that. Maybe it's in locomotion. I might be in the locomotion controller. I might do it. It's not in the locomotion controller. Okay. Maybe it's in locomotion module. It is not in locomotion module. Okay, yeah, I'm just not going to find it. As for the blue primitive member editor. Yeah, found it. So it'll be blue if it's linked. I don't really know what that means, but there you go. There's a barrel of stuff that you can find. It's if it's linked, it's blue. I've forgotten what linked means, though. You'll mostly see it in the IK component, though. Alex says there's a bug in my tea house world. I will endeavor to go fix that, but I'll probably forget. June Sekai says, "How does what does mod mean?" So mods are so Resonite supports mods and plugins. Plugins are extended functionality that can be added to Resonite. The problem with plugins, though, is because you add extended functionality, at some point you get incompatible with other sessions, so people can't join you. So plugins are for like big brain stuff. But the modding community have figured out how to bypass some of the sort of incompatibilities that occur. They can still occur with modding, but the modding community are careful to avoid them. And so what that means is mods can be installed and added, and you'll still be able to join people. That's really the essential difference. Both are allowed by our policies, we just haven't published them yet, and they are cool. It also is sometimes a little bit sad. Like, every single mod someone adds, I want to just make a native feature. Like, some cases it's like, no, that's not super suitable, but like, if you spend, you know, a few hours working on a mod to just get around a bug, it makes me sad. Easton, the difference between the words support and allow is depends on what you're on about. Like, we still don't, like, if you mean support as in we'll help you fix your mod if it breaks, no, we won't. But there is the capability to use mods. And we will leave off there, otherwise we're just going to end up talking about colors and mods and stuff. Both versions of color. I'm going to go ahead and leave off there. If you have any additional questions, please feel free to ping me or DM me. If you're wondering anything else, I don't know, just speak to me elsewhere. I'm going to go ahead and... No, I don't know CPU benchmarking. Last, no more questions. We're going. Bye-bye!